Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're broadcasting from the dining room at Craig and Zengel Lake. In support of Outdoors for Heroes, we're going to have a packed show today with a full slate of guests. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
April 22nd is Earth Day. One of Minnesota National Guard's continuing priorities is to advance an environmentally sustainable infrastructure, from building standards to protecting and enhancing the land that our soldiers train on. Our Camp Ripley environmental team does a great job on environmental stewardship on Earth Day and every day. It's that constant attention to preserving our natural resources that have made Camp Ripley a training destination for both military and civilian organizations. This state-owned resource is one of the Guard's best resources for training our competent and ready force.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said, we're broadcasting today from the dining room at Craig and Zengel Lake in support of Outdoors for Heroes. Outdoors with Heroes, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to bringing our nation's military heroes back into the outdoors. The mission is to provide a memorable outdoor experience for America's disabled and recovering military veterans. By sponsoring and facilitating outdoor trips, they strive to enhance the healing process, create lasting memories, and provide a support system for our nation's heroes. Joining me now is the president and founder of Outdoors with Heroes, Monty Jensen. Monty, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
We also have with us the Command Sergeant Major from Camp Ripley, Sergeant Major Mike Warden. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Always good to see you.
I was going to say we got you up early, but you're used to that, aren't you?
Well, not too early today. Not too early, thanks.
Bonnie, tell us a little bit. We had a big event last night. Tell us a little bit about your organization and what you're doing.
Well, our main focus is helping those veterans that are in need and those veterans returning or recovering from deployments. And, the event last night gives us a good opportunity to raise funds and support our mission of taking them on hunting and fishing trips and different things in the outdoors.
And how many folks were here last night at Craigan's? We had quite an event upstairs.
Yeah, I would say around 150.
150, and had a pretty good event, silent auction, raffle.
Absolutely. There was lots of good stuff in the silent auction. The raffle went really well, and those are all key parts, to our success in raising funds.
Well, tell us a little bit more about who's the beneficiary of all the funds that you're raising and all the work you've been doing, and how long have you been in existence?
Well, we've been in existence. This is our second year, and the main thing, we're all volunteers, so that's one thing that separates our organization from a lot of them out there. And the folks that benefit from it are veterans that have typically been deployed and that are disabled or recovering maybe from deployment. And they benefit a number of ways, from fishing trips that are once of a lifetime is our goal. We set them up with some of our nation's best guides and resources in the outdoors. And, it gives them an opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime experience they normally wouldn't be able to have.
Great. As I said earlier, we're broadcasting live from the dining room in Craig and Zengel Lake. And our guests this morning are Monty Jensen, the founder and president of Outdoors with Heroes, and Mike Warden, who is a volunteer with the organization. Now, Monty, you had quite a few events last year. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those?
Well, some of them are ice fishing and open water fishing. We went across the state all the way up to Rainy Lake, Red Lake, Leech Lake, a lot around the Brainerd Lakes area, as well as we've conducted turkey hunts. And, it's been fortunate because we've had some folks donate access to their private land for that, so it's really key for the hunting environment and the success rate. And we're also looking at expanding in other areas like rod building classes and possibly scuba diving and things like that.
Sergeant Major Warden, you're a volunteer with this organization. How did you get involved, and how are things over at Camp Ripley?
Well, to answer you, I am a volunteer with this organization. I actually, Monty contacted me back, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago, told me what they were up to, and asked me actually at that time if I'd like to sit on the board. So I did spend a year sitting on their board of directors. I think a couple things about Outdoors with Heroes that were appealing to me initially when I first got asked after I looked into them a little bit. One, like Monty said, it's an all-volunteer organization. And what that means, of course, is all these great donors and sponsors and people that helped us out last night, all of those funds are going to turn around and go right back to the veterans that we're here to support. So one, that's important to me. Two, the thing I like about the organization that I think is special is right now, you know, that we're kind of Minnesota-centric. We're Minnesota-based. And what that means then is, you know, there's a lot of different things that we can donate our money to. We all know that. But by personal opinion, it's nice when you can put your money into an organization that then's going to serve your friends and neighbors and those people that are close by. So the Minnesota connection here was something else that I thought was important.
Sergeant Major, what does an opportunity like this mean to some of our service members that have suffered some kind of a service disability?
Yeah, it means a lot, Tom. It really does. You know, disability is a word that gets used. Disabled is a word that we use a lot. But again, there's a lot of organizations out there for our disabled American veterans, those who, you know, have those physical scars of the loss of a limb, maybe some traumatic injury. But I can tell you, just sharing my own story, you know, coming back from Iraq, there's a lot of recovery and a lot of benefit programs like this for all of our soldiers who spend time overseas, come back. You know, that healing and recovery process is important, even if it's not for those physical wounds, but just to get yourself acclimated back into the state of Minnesota. And the way we do that here is we do it outdoors. We do it through hunting and fishing.
There's only so much work that can be done in the hospital and with the doctors, and it's good for our service members to get out in the fresh air and get back to some kind of normal, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Tom.
Monty, you're doing a great job raising money for a wonderful cause. How do you find the recipients, the beneficiaries? How do you find the folks that you put out on the hunts? Coming to you?
Well, there is a few coming, but most of it's, you know, beating down doors and getting out there and putting the information in front of them. You know, we're always in need of new donors and volunteers and so forth. But, yeah, the big thing is just getting the word out, social media, and just going out and talking to folks and having events like we did last night at Cragin's.
You know, later on the show, we're going to have the Crow Wing County Veteran Service Officer on. And I would guess that he knows all of the veterans in the county. I'm pretty sure he does. Bob Nelson sitting over here smiling at us. Has he been helping you find some of these folks, too?
Absolutely. Bob has given us some veterans in the past to participate in our events, and it's gone really well.
Well, in every county of the state that I've been to, the county veteran service officer is the place to go. And for all our veterans out there, go get your discharge 214 and go visit your county veteran service officer. Get that thing registered just in case you need some help someday or if your family needs some help. Monty, we're going to have to go to a break in a few minutes. You want to tell our listeners once again a little bit about the background of Outdoors with Heroes?
Outdoors with Heroes is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization that takes veterans out fishing and hunting and focuses on the healing process and the readjustment, return from deployment, or for disabled and recovering veterans.
Sergeant Major, we're going to put somebody else in that chair pretty quick. Any final thoughts about this organization?
No, again, just a great group, obviously doing great things, growing rapidly, and I would say just keep your eyes on Outdoors with Heroes. Watch what they're doing, and I think it's a great cause. I would ask you to look into it if you want to volunteer. Always looking for that kind of help. If you want to help through donation, that's great. But probably most important, all the veterans that are listening out there, if you know someone that can benefit from a program like this, please look them up.
Sergeant Major, thanks for getting up so early this morning and visiting us, and we'll have to remind all our listeners to stop by at Camp Ripley and look at the Minnesota Military Museum and say hello to you and Colonel St. Sauber when they're passing through this summer.
Absolutely. We are open, and the museum will be open all summer. Great opportunity if you get a chance.
All right. Thanks, man. We have to take a short break. This is Minnesota Military Radio broadcasting from the dining room at Cragin's on Gull Lake. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been broadcasting today from the dining room at Cragin's on Gull Lake in support of Outdoors with Heroes. And I've been joined today by Monty Jensen, who's the president of that organization. And we've got a special guest that got up to meet us this morning, Mr. Dutch Cragin. Good morning, Dutch.
Morning, Tom.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. We usually talk to you on Memorial Day.
Well, of course, Memorial Day is about a month and a half away, so we're gearing up for it already.
Well, we'll practice for that.
Well, I tell you what, it's kind of scary because if you look out the window, there's still about 2 feet of ice on Gull Lake, but the surrounding area has been melting down like crazy, and so my golf course manager told me that he's crossing his fingers, expects to open it up this coming Wednesday, believe it or not. He said that for the last 2 months. What? And he said, if it's not Wednesday, well, then maybe Thursday. But they're really shooting for this coming week. And then when that happens, of course, then all the action starts because we're looking forward to the greatest Memorial Day ever when we have a great speaker coming up from Camp Ripley. We've had Colonel Savier up here several times, and General Vesey started us off doing that years ago. And so we have a parade through the resort, and this is on Sunday, the day before Memorial Day. And then we have a lot of fun for casual guests, resort guests, doing some rides with Humvees and et cetera, and some recognition with a nice welcome speech and the color guard and so on for Memorial Day. And then that day, the next day, Memorial Day, and it sometimes stretches into Monday or Tuesday, we have free golf for all veterans of all branches. And that's growing like crazy. We have about 1,000 veterans who have taken advantage of this through the years, and they tell each other, and they get to come back again throughout the summer with other non-veterans, and just all they do is pay for the golf cart. So it's been a great tradition that's been growing, growing, growing.
Great event, Dutch, and you've helped raise some money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. But last night we had a wonderful event here, Monty. This was your first big event, your first big dinner event. Would you tell our listeners about that once again?
That's correct. One of our main things was with fundraising, we got to expand and get more events open to the public to draw in veterans and volunteers. And, so we decided to try it out with Cragans because of all the work they do with veterans and other events like the one you're talking about with the Memorial Day. And big success. And we're looking to grow in the future.
Well, I'm sure you found that when you got a hold of Catherine Stotka, who takes care of all the events here, that she kind of took off with it and helped you organize the whole thing, didn't she?
Yeah, I want to find out what she wants for a salary so I can hire her.
Wait a minute.
Dutch, we got some competition.
I tell you, these women are great organizers, and when she found out that we, for Memorial Day, we also had an event for a fisherman because not every veteran golfs. But our fishing events didn't go over too well. I mean, it wasn't very well organized. So these events, like the Outdoors with Heroes and other events for fishermen, have gone over a whole lot better. There was a big turnout last night, and a lot of people who are all geared up for that event as well.
We're broadcasting today from the dining room at Cragans on Gull Lake in support of Outdoors for Heroes. And we've been
imagine
joined by
all those
Monty
people. Imagine all those people up this time of the morning, Tom.
We've been joined by Monty Jensen and Dutch Cragan. Dutch, we were just talking about Colonel St. Salvador earlier, and I was looking at all the ice out on the lake, and he'd have a heck of a time trolling out there today, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. And I was talking to his wife, and they got a little bit of work. I'm not sure it's a private story, but they did not have...
Let's be careful now, Dutch.
Okay, well, they did not have very good ice dam protection in his house. He's underwater. They've had a lot of problems with their house. So he's busy mopping up the floor.
You're painting a picture. We got Colonel St. Salvador mopping up the floor.
Well,
Sergeant Major, you better go help him. Dutch, let's talk about, I saw a list here of some military support things that you've done here at Cragans. You've been I know you were a Korean War era veteran, and you've done an awful lot here to help in this community and help Camp Ripley and help support our troops.
Well, it's been kind of I'm a veteran, and so, you know, honoring other veterans has been pretty humbling, especially when the wall came last year and we had the touring Vietnam Wall out at the county fairgrounds.
A ride for healing that we had.
Terrible weather.
Cold. It was a cold day.
And yet we had thousands of people show up. And I really appreciated the American Legion captain. He gave a wonderful talk, and he asked the veterans to stand up who were present. And he kind of made them all feel better. There were tears in their eyes. He was asking for hugs. And I had a guy standing right next to me who said, well, I'm finally getting recognized. It was just a very emotional deal. Flyovers with some old planes. Well, you remember that. It was a wonderful thing. And my experiences have been the veterans only want to be recognized. They don't want a whole lot of praise. They just want to be recognized. And the last two wars, it wasn't there. So.
Yeah, that was Lee Elfritz. He was the VFW department commander and a Marine Corps veteran of Vietnam.
Yeah.
And it was a thank you after, it's been 42 years since I left Vietnam, Dutch. I don't know where all those years went, and quite a few years since you were in the
military. Well, see, you're a youngster. Mine was Korea, so you're a kid.
But you've got Catherine busy supporting all kinds of different
Well, it's fun because I think a lot of veterans have found ways to express their gratitude or just to be showing up with other guys. It's interesting. When we first started this, we thought, well, they'd be exchanging war stories. But no. They just want to be with other veterans. There's no war story stuff. At least we're being recognized for what we've done for our country.
Veteran to veteran, it breaks down those initial barriers. Once you find out it's a veteran, it's easy to talk
right
to.
Right on. Yeah, it's a great experience.
Monty, you want to come back up? We've just got a couple minutes left here. You've had a great event up at Cragen's. I don't know anybody that can do it better than Catherine to make sure you're good, well taken care of at the events. Your final thoughts about your organization and Cragen's and the event?
Yeah, Cragen's is definitely the place for the veterans events. They're very supportive, and like I said with Catherine, she's amazing. The follow-up and the contact every other day almost, I believe, and it was just everything fell into place perfectly. So. And, you know, like what gentlemen were just talking about with the connection amongst veterans, you know, that's the key, and we see a lot of that when we're out on our trips. And we're even seeing it amongst our civilian volunteers. Recently we've had some volunteers come forward, and they haven't had the opportunity until this year to go on one of our trips. And one of the things they've noticed, they come back off the trip and they go, God, when I sit down with one of these veterans and hear some of their stories, it's amazing, and I really know why I'm here today and why I'm volunteering and doing this. So. It's definitely key to just show that positive environment and have just interaction. And those veterans will share with what they want you to know and so forth.
So, Monty, if our listeners on News Talk or on the Minnesota Military Network want to find out more about your organization, where do they go?
They can go to Facebook and like us on there. We put a lot of information up there. And we also have outdoorswithheroes.org.
And Sergeant Ben will have links to that on the Minnesota Military Radio Facebook page. Matter of fact, I think he's posting those right now.
Tom, you're a real hero for getting up this early and doing this show more than once a year, right?
Well, several times a year, but usually we record them during the week, Dutch.
Thank you for coming up here.
It's always a pleasure to come up and see you, and better keep a hold of Catherine. This guy's going to hire her away. You're going to be in trouble.
Okay, Catherine.
Monty, one last thought. Our listeners, if they want to help your organization, what do you need? Do you need volunteers? Do you need?
We need three main things. It's volunteers and business type resources, because you know we also have to run. You know, it's a 501c3, so we have treasurer duties, all those type of things, and then mostly we need donations. We are tax deductible, so that helps out too.
Well, Monty, good luck to your organization. It was a great event last night, and whatever we can do to help support you, let us know. And Dutch. Thank you very much for getting up early this morning and going on the air with us on Minnesota Military Radio.
It almost reminded me of my military days, Tom. I don't have my boots to pull on, though, at 6 in the morning.
So. Well, I heard they gave you a reveille 2 or 3 times, Dutch. This is, thanks for joining us, gentlemen. This is Minnesota Military Radio broadcasting from the dining room at Cragen's on Gull Lake in support of Outdoors with the Heroes. We'll be back in a few minutes with the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans. Please stay with us.
Thank you. Hi, this is Bill Popp of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. An Army squad is made up of 8 soldiers, and when the squad is on patrol, each soldier is dependent on each other for safety. When a soldier is distracted because of a financial crisis with the family back home, that puts every soldier on the squad at risk. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation helps turn a bad situation into a positive one. The foundation provides financial support during a financial crisis at home. This helps re-energize the soldier. The soldier feels the financial burden lifted and has feelings of pride because of the support from the community at home. When the soldier is no longer focused on the financial crisis at home, the soldier is able to stay engaged in the mission and do his duty to protect other soldiers in the squad. When we help one soldier, we're helping all soldiers. When we help one military family, we're helping all military families. If you're in a position to help, please donate. Go to MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today we've been broadcasting from the dining room at Craigens on Gull Lake in support of Outdoors with Heroes. Joining me now is the adjutant of the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans, Stephen Whitehead.
Well, good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Glad to see you up early today.
Oh, yes, of course.
You were at our event last night.
Yeah, what a great event that was last night. Great turnout, and I'm just glad to be part of it. You know,
pretty good crew of people.
It is, really is. It's, you know, just to hear all the great things that the Outdoors with Heroes is doing, I was glad to be invited up to it.
Now, Stephen, our Minnesota Disabled American Veterans, you do a lot of work outdoors and a lot of things, hunts and so forth. Can you tell us about those, and how does that all fit in with Outdoors with Heroes?
You know, just like Outdoors with Heroes, we're very proud to be able to let veterans do something that they, you know, feel they can't do, and that's actually to enjoy hunting, fishing, and stuff like that. And being able to meet the Outdoors with Heroes last night and look at ways that we can partner with them, let, you know, a sponsor one of the events or whatever, and let them be that they're the professionals, you know, that have the tools and the equipment to be the ones to go out and take our veterans out there. And, I bring our members to them and let the members enjoy it.
Well, I think they're doing a great job, and they had a successful event last night, so they should be able to take a lot of veterans out and get them fishing and hunting this year. And that just makes me happy just to think about it.
Me too. It really does. You know, especially with summer coming here, you know, we're talking about the ice on the lake here. Hopefully it'll be gone and be able to get some of these veterans out there on the lake and do some good fishing with them.
Now, Stephen, I know that last year we talked to you just before your fall hunt, and you had how many disabled veterans did you have on that one?
I believe last year in the deer hunt we had 52 or 55 disabled veterans up there on that hunt.
And a lot of disabled veterans that maybe hadn't been out for a while.
Correct.
They were pretty happy to get out.
Oh, it was just, you know, you go to the actual convention, or not convention, sorry, the meet and greet the night before, and just all the smiles on their faces when they're sitting out there. And even the second night when we go to the local American Legion of the VFW, and there's still smiles even though they spent, you know, 8 hours, 9 hours out in a tree stand, and they didn't see anything, but they're still smiling because they're able to sit out there and enjoy something that they didn't think they'd ever be able to do again.
Best therapy in the world, isn't it?
It really is. You know, stuff that you can't, you know, get at the VA.
I think you've got a turkey hunt coming up, don't you?
Turkey hunt's coming up here at the Camp Ripley, May 6th through the 8th, and we're looking really, you know, it's going to be so much fun. You know, last year we had that snowstorm come in. I think it was 2 weeks prior. We're a little worried about it, but let's keep our fingers crossed we don't have the snowstorm come in and, you know, have a good event.
What type of other outdoor events have you got scheduled for the year?
Well, after this turkey hunt, then the first week of June, we have the Trolling for Troops up at Camp Ripley, and then in October, we also have our disabled deer hunt. Disabled veterans deer hunt, sorry, not the disabled deer. That would be pretty fun. But then through the DAV itself, we actually are looking at wanting to sponsor events once a month. And that's one that I was talking to Outdoors with Heroes last night, working with them and seeing what events we can really work with them guys on.
So that's another one of the big areas that the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans are working on.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's great. We also have with us here today a Gold Star father. His name is Ken Drevnik. Ken, have you got your microphone working over there?
Morning, Tom.
Good morning. Glad to see you up and at him. I want to just give a little background to our listeners. A Gold Star father isn't something that a person sets out to be. It's something that happens. And for our listeners, on July 16th, 2009, in Basra, Iraq, when we had the Minnesota National Guard over there, they were taking rockets quite often on the base, and on that particular day they took a rocket attack and it came in quicker than usual, and we lost three soldiers there, Carlos Wilcox, James Wordish, and Dan Drevnik. your son, Dan Drepnik, we lost that day. And we had you on the show some time back. And if our listeners want to listen to that, go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and put Ken Drepnik in the search item, and you can listen to the whole story. But it was a particularly bad day for the Minnesota National Guard, and I can't imagine a terrible day for you. And we've had you on the show, and we've told this story before, but you've turned something that is unimaginably bad into something that's fantastic and really good. Can you tell us what you've done?
Yes, thank you, Tom. You're right. Being a Gold Star parent is something that you never dream about. You never want to be there, and you're forced into an organization now that it's family, but really you don't want to be there. But we've taken this, and we've started up a nonprofit organization. We give scholarships away to veterans. Our whole meaning, my wife and I, we decided we were going to do something for Dan's legacy, and we were going to help our returning heroes and our current military men and women. So we provide scholarships to our military men and women who are going to school to be law enforcement officers. As you know, all these men and women, they signed up in a time where they didn't have to. They wanted to volunteer, they volunteered for their country, and they still want to volunteer for our communities here at home. So to us, they are our heroes at home here because they want to continue serving.
And your organization is heroathome.org, and Sergeant Ben will have a link up to that as well on our Facebook, Minnesota Military Radio Facebook page. Ken, I want to give the listeners just a little more background. You served in law enforcement for your whole career in the Highway Patrol.
That's correct. I did 30 years. After 30 years, it was time for me to go. But it was a good career. I loved Minnesota. I worked out state for a while, and then I worked in the metro area. And most of my career, I did crash reconstruction. But loved Minnesota, stayed here, and we're now volunteering, and we're all a volunteer helping our veterans here at home in Minnesota.
And your son Daniel surprised you one day and came home and said, "Dad, I'm gonna enlist in the Army."
Dan and I had a very good relationship. We talked about a lot of things, and one night he was trying to leave the house and not tell me where he's going, and he's mumbling, and I go, "Wait a minute, where are you going?" And he goes, "Recruiter," and I go, "What? Come here." And so he tells me that he wants to join the National Guard, and you know, we commended him because he said, he looked at me and he goes, "Dad," he goes, "I'm walking crooked steps. I need to straighten myself out, and I'm going to join, and I'm going to go." And that's what he did.
And he loved it?
He loved it. He was a gunner on top of a Humvee, and he enjoyed it very much so.
And his wish was that when he got back from that deployment to go to school and get into law enforcement and follow you.
Correct. He was already attending college. He was going to... he wanted to be a police officer, so he was enrolled in the law enforcement program. So that's what drove this whole scholarship program. This is something that he wanted to do, and there are so many of the MPs and the other military branches that they want to be police officers. So we're helping them. Our scholarship is not tied to a school at all. Our scholarship funds go directly to the recipient, so it helps them stay in school. They need gas money. They need daycare money. They need an incentive to keep them in school. That's what our scholarship program is for.
So it really is to benefit other soldiers, other service members that have a similar wish to Daniel's, that they want to come back and get into law enforcement.
That's correct. That's correct.
And how long have you been raising money now? This happened in 2009. Did you start right away?
Well, we actually got our 501c3 status in 2011. And 2012 was our big push. That was our first full year. So we've gone through 2 years now, and we're proud to say we've given out $23,000 in scholarships so far.
Wow, what a great job, Ken.
You've
really turned this into something special, haven't you?
We're trying. We try very hard. It's a passion of ours, and we have some time to do it. My wife, Julie, she works very hard at the paperwork behind the scenes, and there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes.
And for our listeners, this brave man, Ken Drepnik, we asked him last night at the event to get up and talk to the audience there, and you got up and told your story there too, didn't you?
Yes, it was very nice. You know, I look at it that every time, just like this radio program now, last night there were 150 people there. I got to introduce Dan to another 150 people. And they listened to the story, they listened about Dan, and then they took general interest in providing scholarships.
And you also had an opportunity to help support Monty Jensen and Outdoors with the Heroes.
Wonderful organization. I love their organization, and we have actually been working together quite a bit to kind of piggyback off each other. They get some of our guys, we get some of their guys, and we're working together with it. Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, and I appreciate you getting up early this morning and telling your story. And Stefan, you're gonna have to get Ken involved in the Minnesota DAV. He's got
Absolutely.
A lot of energy.
Absolutely. Definitely looking forward to that.
I'll bet he can help with some of your outdoors, your turkey hunts and some of those things. Ken, do you like shooting?
Oh, yes. Well, that's what I did my career. I shot a weapon all my career. Yes. So that would be fun. And then we got to get these guys to our fishing tournament. You know, our fundraiser is this fishing tournament coming in June.
All right. You're coming up. You're going right here at Craigens. You're going to have a fishing tournament in June. What's the dates?
June 21st, 22nd. Craigens right here at Gull Lake is hosting us. We have a whole list of nice organizations that are helping us. The Minnesota Twins, State Farm, just to name a few of them, Westries Marine out of St. Cloud. And we're putting on a combined walleye largemouth bass tournament. And we're also taking the vets on the water. Guaranteed payout, banquet, silent auction, the whole shooting match here.
And Catherine Stotka is behind the whole thing once again.
She is. She's wonderful.
Catherine, yes. I don't know. If whatever's Dutch is paying you, tell him you need a raise, Catherine.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing a great job.
She is busy, yes.
Stefan, Ken, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to have to take a short break. And Stefan, when we come back, we're going to be joined by the Crow Wing County Veteran Service Officer and talk about how Minnesota DAV works with them to take care of our veterans here in Minnesota. This is Minnesota Military Radio, broadcasting from the dining room at Craigens on Gull Lake. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions advisory firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. When I'm not hosting Minnesota Military Radio on this station, I'm hard at work helping business owners with their exit strategies. If you're interested in selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200 at Phalon Partners Limited. We've been bringing buyers and sellers together since 1985 and would welcome an opportunity to help you.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Tom Lyons. In today's show, we're broadcasting from the dining room at Craigens on Gull Lake. We'll be back with Stefan Whitehead and the Crow Wing County Veteran Service Officer in just a moment. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
153 years ago, ordinary men from Minnesota made an extraordinary sacrifice. At the start of the Civil War, Minnesota was the first state to offer volunteers for the Union Army. Only 3 years after achieving statehood, over 24,000 Minnesotans answered the call to service April 12, 1861. These brave Minnesotans oftentimes found themselves on the front lines or the last to leave the battlefield. Minnesotans played a pivotal role, and their service will never be forgotten. The Civil War changed Minnesota in many ways. After the war was over, many soldiers from other states were drawn here because of the Minnesotans they had met and the stories they had heard. The Civil War deeply shaped the state of Minnesota, and the 1st Minnesota Volunteer Infantry Regiment holds a special place in the history of our state.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelato. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. We're broadcasting, as I said, from the dining room at Craigens on Gull Lake. And our guest in this fourth segment is Stefan Whitehead, the adjutant of the Minnesota DAV. And we've been joined now by Bob Nelson, Director of Veteran Services for Crow Wing County. Bob, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Bob, have you met this guy from the Minnesota DAV before?
You bet. They have provided wonderful support to our veterans in Crow Wing County.
Bob, we've said often on this show that the starting point for anything veteran, anything a veteran needs, is the county veteran service officer. And you county veteran service officers spend a lot of time training and tracking down resources and finding out every available resource for veterans, don't you?
We just finished a wonderful training this week and learning more about how to get in access to those discharge papers that guys forget where they put that when they got home. They put it in a folder somewhere. We tell them, look for that emblem on there, that Department of Defense label on a white envelope. It might be in there. Just look around, but if you can't find it, come and see us. We'll find it for you.
I heard a story about that last night. Dutch Cragen couldn't find his DD-214, and they tracked it down through his GI Bill use.
We did. That was how it came together, and Kim in our office worked with Dutch to make sure that it got in his hands, and he's a happy man today.
Well, that's great, because he takes care of a lot of veterans groups.
Yes, he does.
Now, Bob, when a veteran has a problem and needs to process a claim, they should start with the County Veteran Service Officer.
It's usually the best way to go about it. Now that the VA is doing what they consider fully developed claims, the place to start is with the Veterans Service Office, so that veterans who have a diagnosis of a condition that they believe is related to service, they come in and talk to us. We get the medical records. We collect it all together. And now the VA is doing something unprecedented. They will, if that new fully developed claim gets in the hopper, they potentially could grant them a year's worth of compensation because they did everything right and put it all together in one neat bundle, so they only have to touch it once rather than multiple times with correspondence back and forth. It's great.
So they speed up the process just a little bit if it's fully documented.
They do. It's great.
Now, Bob, I know that the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans has advocates for our veterans if they file the claims. Can you tell me how you guys work together on
sure.
the process?
What we encourage veterans to do is to select a representative to advocate for them. We advocate in the county, and we pass that claim through the process to representatives like the DAV at Fort Snelling, and they make that link between the VA and the veteran. So if we have questions or if there's something that's eating on us a little bit, and sometimes there needs to be some clarification, we have an advocate there who's there to go one-on-one with the representative from the VA, and it's a wonderful match.
So, Stefan, can you explain that to us a little better? He processes the paperwork, and if we've got a disabled veteran, then your claims people step in and make
correct.
Some arguments? Is that
yeah,
they
correct.
Do?
With each service organization, there are reps that work at the federal building there in Minneapolis. They actually will see that paperwork all the way through the VA process to make sure that it's adjudicated and everything's done correctly, that they get the proper rating or decision made on that paperwork. So when it comes to the DAV or the American Legion VFW, if there's any paperwork that needs to be redone or something like that, the VA will come back to whoever is representing that veteran and make sure it's done correctly.
So, Bob, it sounds like the Veteran Service Organizations kind of supercharge the process.
They do supercharge the process, and it certainly it gives us a window into the VA to be able to advocate more effectively.
Okay, now the tough question for the morning, the claims process. How long has it taken, and has it been delayed again?
Actually, here in Minnesota, it's pretty fabulous. I think their average date of claims now is under 90 days. So now that's an average. Some of those fully developed claims can have been going through in, say, 75 days or less. We've seen some even as fast as 45 days. It just depends on how specific that claim is.
We're speaking with Stefan Whitehead from Minnesota DAV and Bob Nelson, the Crow Wing County Veteran Service Officer, on Minnesota Military Radio. And we're broadcasting from the dining room at Cragen's on Gull Lake. Stefan, one of the other areas that the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans works on heavily is transportation.
That's correct, Tom, and we're very proud of, building that transportation program, even more each day as we come in and see where the needs are.
Now, when I go out to the VA hospital in Minneapolis, every time I go there, there's a van sitting up front.
Yep.
And it's hard to tell whether they're your vans or the ones you supplied or where, but there's a lot of them. How's that work?
Well, right now, the program that we have, we actually will, through our fundraisings and stuff like that, we donate vans to the VA, either Minneapolis or St. Cloud or Fargo, and the VA actually takes ownership of that vehicle. And we also have a program that we actually help our local counties. If they have a transportation program, we'll give them a grant, stuff like that, so they can continue their transportation program too. And then we put a seal all over it. Obviously, like you said, it's hard to see, but a lot of these county programs, it's the service organizations that are in the community that are helping getting that program going. So we're very proud to be, you know, working with the American Legion, the VFWs, the Military Order, Purple Heart, all of us working together to get that transportation for our veterans, because that's a huge need right now in our communities, getting our veterans to and from their medical appointments.
So you're the guy responsible for putting DAV on everything.
I am.
I knew somebody had to do it. Bob, do you know how many veterans do you think you have in Crow Wing County?
Well, we have a little over 6,000 veterans. There's currently 6,200 veterans who go to our local outpatient clinic at the Brainerd Community Outpatient Clinic. And we operate three vans in our county. One is specifically a DAV van that's operated by the VA, but we coordinate all that transportation. This week we had a call to ask us to coordinate with the Bemidji van to get somebody to a Minneapolis appointment. So the Bemidji van is going to drive down to Brainerd, drop off a guy. We're going to pick him up and run him the rest of the way down for his appointment. So there's coordination of care throughout the whole transportation network, and we have fabulous volunteers. Last year, we provided transportation to 263 veterans in Crow Wing County, Aiken, Morrison, and Cass, just to get them to VA appointments. So the program is working and building, and, oh, it's fabulous.
So do you have people in your office that are working on transportation issues on a regular basis?
I would say that Kim is our transportation guru. She makes it all happen, and anybody that needs a ride to a VA clinic in the Brainerd Lakes area, and that includes Morrison County, we provide the transportation that direction as well. We have two vans that travel down to St. Cloud and Minneapolis almost daily.
Kind of handy to have the Minnesota Disabled American Veterans around helping you, isn't it?
We wouldn't have the other two vans if it wasn't for the Minnesota DAV and the local chapters and for sponsoring and providing funding to make that thing work.
So you actually coordinate a lot of efforts with not only the Minnesota DAV, but the American Legion, VFW, Purple Hearts.
That's correct. Those are the guys and organizations that have donated the money to make that work. And thanks to our commissioners who fund our side of the program and the taxpayers of Crow Wing County who make that work for us.
Bob, you're doing a great job up here. Thanks for getting up early and joining us today.
Well, it was a wonderful. Thanks for the invite.
Stephanie, you got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts about Minnesota Disabled American Veterans?
You know, we're a very proud organization, and one thing we always look for is to get out in front of our veterans to find out what our veterans' needs are. You know, membership drives us, drives our organizations, but at the same time, is we're here to take care of the veterans, and we want to find out what that need is. So if you have any questions or concerns, please reach out to us, and we'll definitely see what we can do for you.
You guys are doing a great job. Thanks for joining us today. We're just about out of time. I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio, broadcast from the dining room at Craigens and Gull Lake. I'd like to thank all our guests for joining us today, and especially Commissioner Larry Shelterville, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next weekend on this station or online anytime for MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to Minnesota Military Radio with Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition firm. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Podcasts of the show are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.